views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. Unfettered, unflinching, unafraid. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy, Unfiltered.
To the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show, and I'm Mike Murphy. So we survived the first show last week. I got a lot of positive feedback from you guys, which I'm very grateful for. Frankly, I didn't think I did that well. But it was a lot more difficult than I thought it would be. So I've been practicing hard all week. Hopefully we can bring you an even better show this week. And we have some amazing guests. First of all, we have the first hour, Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org. He's just an amazing man. I'll introduce him in just a few moments. And then in the second hour, we're going to bring on a young man named Josh Mason, who went through a terrible illness and really was suicidal about it, and then found a way to heal himself. And he's become an expert at detoxing the physical body. So he's going to share with us in the second hour. Dane's going to give us a little bad news, and hopefully we'll figure out some good way to trump that bad news. And then Josh is going to give us a way to deal with what's happening to our physical bodies with all the spraying in the skies above us. So we're just glad to have you here. And how about this weather, folks? I'm in Palm Springs, California today, and got an email that the golf courses are closed, too much water. It's been about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than normal. And today is just pouring rain all day. And my wife and I moved here from Northern California to get out of this weather. And here it is falling us here. But I really can't complain, because I know in the Northeast and in the Midwest and in Seattle area and where Dane is coming from today, Mount Shasta, the weather is just horrendous. So I'm not going to complain about it. I just find it interesting. And I think Dane is going to enlighten us to why it's happening, why the weather has gotten crazy like this. You know, for a long time, it was global warming. And then it was global change. And now we're headed for an ice age. And really what they want to do is tax us. And maybe there's some other agendas that we'll learn about today that's going on. So very excited to have Dane with us today. I was going to get into a couple of other things before we started the interview with Dane. I read this thing at Fox News about an Indian man to sue his parents for giving birth to him without his consent, wants to be paid for his life, and found that interesting. And I wanted to go into the law that was passed in New York State where they can abort a baby up to 24 weeks, I think, now, and maybe even with some sort of medical health expert's blessing, aboard even at full term. So that really blew my mind, but we're not going to have time for it because of everything that's going on. I think it's important that we really get into this geoengineering and what's really going on. A lot of people think this is the biggest issue going on in the world today. And so I really respect Dane Wigington and what he's doing. He was a Bechtel executive working hard, and he owns a 1,600 acre wildlife preserve by Mount Shasta, and he noticed what was going on in the forest with the trees, and then he started looking up and seeing what was coming out of these airplanes. So I think it's been over 10 years, I'm not sure Dane can tell us, where he started geoengineeringwatch.org, and he's left Bechtel, he's committed his life. I know how hard he works at this, how passionate he is, and you always got to respect a person that just commits his life to something, and this is a big topic, and he's going to share with you why it's such a big topic. So Dane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for your willingness to address this most critical issue, Mike, that very few people know about yet, but that's changing rapidly thanks to people like you. And the science community is also now talking about this issue front and center around the globe, they're simply not admitting that these programs have already been deployed.
But didn't I see recently where the U.S. government did come out and admit that they are spraying in the skies to dim the sunlight or something like that?
No, they have not admitted to it. They're simply stating that they feel this will have to be done. But because the ramifications are so grave and the damage already done is so horrific, they are avoiding any such admittance because the liability issue already is incalculable.
So do us a favor. For those of us that are listening today, we've never really heard about this subject, or we've heard, you know, I know you call Geoengineering Watch for a specific reason. I refer to it as chemtrails. So a lot of people have heard chemtrails and then just, you know, it's a conspiracy theory, all that. So tell us what it is and what's going on up there.
First, as you correctly stated, the semantics are important here because the chemtrails term, if people search that subject, will find only conspiracy theory and hoax because that term has no basis in the science community. If they search geoengineering, climate engineering, solar radiation management, they'll find mountains of data. Quickly, concisely, what are these programs about? The stated purpose is to fill the atmosphere with light scattering particles to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation, the heat, in order to slow down the warming of our planet. Now, again, there's no comprehension or consideration of the consequences of throwing this kind of wrench into the natural systems. The climate engineering programs, we know from data we have already compiled and have at geoengineeringwatch.org, our site's a data repository, 2,500 plus articles. We know these programs were deployed some 70 years ago, immediately after World War II. So how many of us have truly known natural weather? And although the climate engineers, and I'll give this back to you, you can decide what you want me to go into, but although they can and are creating large-scale, short-term cooldowns on the planet, it comes at the cost of an even worse overall warming. So again, like the pharmaceutical cure for the human body, Mike, that you see how many commercials take this for this symptom, and by the way, here's 20 other side effects that are exponentially worse, same mentality.
Yeah, I get it. So what are the chemicals that they're spraying out of those planes? You just told us that their purpose, that there's stated purpose of what your understanding is to dim the sunlight, to cool the earth. But what are the products that they're spraying out of those planes to do that?
Primary elements named on climate engineering patents and showing up in our lab tests around the globe for precipitation testing, which tells us what's in the air column, our breathable air column. Starting with aluminum. Why would they use aluminum? Because aluminum has a high albedo, high reflectivity. That's the point and purpose. Aluminum has a low coagulation rate, which means these small particles don't stick together as much as other materials, so they stay aloft in the atmosphere longer. Now, of course, none of this takes into consideration that all these particles float down to the surface where they're inhaled, absorbed by all life forms. They're highly bioavailable because of their incredibly small size, nanoparticulate size. So when we take issues, I want to deal with issues that people are most familiar with, Mike. We know that the bee population is crashing. In fact, the insect populations as a whole are absolutely completely imploding. But in the case of the bees, which most people know are definitely, their populations are plummeting rapidly. We have now peer-reviewed study to prove that the bees are dying of massive aluminum exposure.
Wow.
I challenge your listeners to search bees/aluminum. They'll find peer-reviewed study that states this. The bees are dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia in a human being because of massive aluminum exposure. And now let's look at the human population. The exact same thing is happening. Is it any wonder why? This is not speculation, not theory, not conjecture. This is lab test proven. These metals are there. Primary elements and climate engineering patents, peer-reviewed study in the case of the bees. The dots keep connecting. I could go on and on, believe me.
Well, and as a guy that lost his grandfather to Alzheimer's and watched him suffer with that disease for about 8 to 10 years, and we know aluminum causes Alzheimer's. I mean, so it's just the increase in dementia and Alzheimer's coming from the aluminum. Along with aluminum, what other chemicals are they spraying out of there?
Barium, strontium, manganese, lead, zinc, polymer fibers. There is virtually no consideration for the consequences of what they are doing. And many people ask this, and I think this is important. They ask, why would they, i.e. those in power, ultimately the central bankers that print money that pay for militaries, thus they run countries, why would they do this to themselves? And to that I would answer this. How many things have they done to themselves, i.e. the power structure? Detonation of 2,000 plus nuclear bombs around the globe that has contaminated every living thing on this planet. We have Fukushima that by itself, if it continues long enough, if other factors don't do the job first, is an extinction event by itself, and they're building 60 more new plants right now. We have lots and lots of examples of what they do to themselves, and I would equate the power structure to a cancer that intends only to proliferate. The host eventually dies, the host in this case, planet Earth. So if we have, again, an addict, we know power is an addiction. Does an addict care if that addiction eventually kills them? Typically, no. So again, all these examples are there, and I think people need to consider that, because in many cases, especially with an issue this horrific, with our air column, every breath we take indeed being contaminated, there is no place to hide from these particles. People don't want to face that, and they want to convince themselves that those in power wouldn't do this to themselves. But unfortunately, that's not true. They are, and they have.
Wow, that's amazing. So let me ask you this. How does this help them to control the weather? Is this one of the other reasons they do this, to be able to control the jet stream and therefore control the weather?
I would exactly what you just stated. I would, in our weekly broadcast, Global Alert News, in the very intro, and it's on our homepage at geoengineeringwatch.org, the Global Alert News broadcast, people can see President Lyndon Johnson in 1962 stating, ranting, in fact, like a lunatic, that he who controls the weather controls the world. 1962.
Wow.
This is nothing new. So, yes, this is the crown jewel of the military-industrial complex. They can and have toppled nations without those nations ever even knowing they were at war. The populations never knew. So let's look at an example. After 9/11, we had General Wesley Clark stating on the record all the Middle Eastern countries that were slated to be toppled and destabilized. Every single one of those countries underwent, after that point, a once-in-1,000-year drought. That is not a coincidence. That is climate engineering. And we have the leaders of some of those countries, like in the case of Iran, stating on the record that that's exactly what's happening. NATO countries are cutting off their precipitation. So, again, the same thing is happening to our own country. So for those who think that those in power care about U.S. citizens any more than they do Iranian citizens or Iraqi citizens, that could not be further from the truth. This is a crown jewel weapon. They decide where it rains, when it rains, how much it rains. And even in regard to the winter weather events, Mike, and I'll give it back to you, the ability for the climate engineers through processes, patented processes called chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, can and are turning what should be a liquid precipitation event, i.e. a rain event, into a snow event. And for those who doubt that, we have the patents, we have institutions like Fox News, and popular science covering this in the case of the Chinese government doing it. Your listeners can search Chinese government creates artificial snowstorm. The same thing is happening here. So my point is this. When we see these winter weather whiplash events where it goes from record high to snow in a day or two, that winter event is not a natural event. And we have the tests from the snow to prove it.
Wow. That's amazing, folks. I hope you're getting this. I hope you're listening, and I hope you'll take a little time and research everything Dane is telling us to go and study and research, because we need to get this. And when we come back after this quick break, Dane's going to get into what's going to happen to the biosphere if we don't take action and stop this in the very near future. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be right back.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Beyond Symptom Management into True Wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show, and I'm excited to have our special guest, Dane Wigington, with us. And Dane's website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And I just want to read the mission statement. The mission of geoengineeringwatch.org is to provide critical and credible data on illegal global climate engineering operations. Credible facts and conclusions keep us all on solid ground and moving forward toward our goal of exposing and halting the catastrophic climate intervention programs. Time is not on our side. All of us need to engage in this critical cause. Make your voice heard while it can still make a difference. And Dane, I just want to personally thank you for, man, committing to your life to this project to save our lives and to save the destruction of Mother Earth. So thank you for that. You're amazing man.
That's a team effort, Mike. Thank you for lending your voice to the effort to sound the alarm. And on that note, if I may, to give an idea of just how critically important this issue is and how little time we have if we remain on the current course, we've lost, and I'm not attributing, again, all the problems on our planet to climate engineering, not at all. We've been very poor stewards of our planet. I don't think anybody can rationally argue that. But the bottom line is we are losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insects every single day to extinction, 200 to 300. Although people try to claim that we've always lost species, that rate is 15,000 times the background rate. That's 1.5% of normal, nothing normal about that. So on the current trajectory, we've lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years. In many areas, the insect population is down now 80 to 90%. On the current trajectory with the wildlife, if the rate does not accelerate, and it is accelerating, the 0 hour for no wildlife left on our planet is 2026. People have no idea how urgent and immediate our situation is. And those in power are doing everything they can, especially in the case of the U.S. population, to keep that population completely blind and oblivious to the wall that we're all about to hit at full velocity. So again, the urgency of the situation can't be overstated. Back to climate engineering, it is the single most destructive factor on our planet at this moment in time. It's the single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. It affects every single aspect of the web of life. If we could expose it and stop it, it's the single greatest leap we could make in the right direction.
Well, and I'll tell you this, you know, I drive a lot from Northern California to Southern California. And in the past, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you know, I would complete the trip and the front of the bumper of the car and the grill and the windshield just full of dead bugs and insects. And I don't see that anymore. So I know what you're saying is correct. And then also, what's going on with the trees and how does it affect these crazy wildfires we're having here in California?
Critically important questions. To back up on the insects for a moment, though, we do have peer-reviewed study now to prove what Geoengineering Watch has stated for the last 10 years from our work with former government scientists, Forest Service, and Fish and Game. We published the insect collapse, and now that's confirmed with peer-reviewed study. So our data is backed up in that manner now. In regard to the wildfires, there again, although there are, again, countless sources of damage to the planet and the biosphere, in the case of the wildfires, we can hang that around the neck of climate engineering more than any other issue. Let me frame it that way. Why? Climate engineering cuts off the hydrological cycle, alters the hydrological cycle, the rain cycle. So they can cut off the rain and R to the Western U.S., to parts of Western Europe. We see incinerations now in South America, record wildfires, record heat. We see the same thing in Australia, Tasmania. By creating, this is an important aspect of climate engineering. It's not just the jet aircraft that spray these light scattering particles into the atmosphere. Those particles are manipulated with radio frequency microwave transmissions. I'll get to the fires. This is all connected. Wow. So those transmissions can help scatter those particles into the widest possible area. The same transmissions, Mike, from different sources like HARP. Your listeners may have heard of HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. What is that? It's a ground-based ionosphere heater. Why would they want to heat the ionosphere? Because by massively heating the ionosphere, these transmissions cause an electrical chain reaction that heats the ionosphere to unimaginable temperatures. That can cause a high-pressure dome. In the northern hemisphere, that dome spins clockwise, and so they can spin the jet stream. They can direct the jet stream, and that's exactly what they're doing. So these high-pressure domes, back to the fires, let's use California as an example, those heat domes cut off precipitation, create immense heat and dry conditions. We have bioavailable metals, as I already stated, coming down in the precipitation. That kills soil microbes. That changes soil alkalinity. That affects root systems. We have peer-reviewed study in the case of the root systems in aluminum. It causes the organism to shut off nutrient uptake, so they start to die from the roots up. Climate engineering also, single greatest causal factor with ozone layer destruction. We now have immense UV radiation bombarding the planet, not just extreme amounts of UVB, which is about 10 times higher than we're being told. We have UVC on the surface now. That's the last band of UV radiation before X-ray. That's killing the trees from the top down. So back to the fires. Cuts off the rain, poisons the soil, ionizes the atmosphere, which means it's more electrically conductive, so you have more dry lightning. Trees are dying from the top down from the intense UV. And this is important, these particles are accelerants. They're incendiaries. So that coats foliage and forest floors. So from every conceivable direction, climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor in the case of the epic wildfires.
Wow. And what I'm hearing you say is, you know, the bees are disappearing, the trees are dying, and where's human life without bees and trees? Doesn't exist.
We won't be here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please support this man. He's pouring his heart and soul into this for us and for our children and our grandchildren. And the only way, the one person is not going to stop this. It's going to take all of us to wake up. And I know what a lot of you are thinking. Well, you know, how do they can't cover this up? You know, how can they keep it quiet? You know, there's all these people involved, you know. So let's talk about that. I know you've heard this probably a million times, Dane, but, you know, hey, if this was really going on, people would talk and so on and so forth. And why would they do this to them? Themselves. You touched on that a little bit, but what do you say to that?
When we have a society that has been so well trained and conditioned that they even ignore what they can see with their own eyes, i.e. grid patterns in the sky one day, nothing the next, an aircraft leaving a trail from horizon to horizon next to one leaving nothing. Bottom line is, this is not hard to decipher, even if you know nothing about the issue. But in regard to the official sources of acknowledgement, like the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the nation's weathermen, there is an illegal federal gag order on all of the nation's weathermen at this very moment in time. In regard to military personnel, all of them, no exceptions, have unimaginably draconian confidentiality agreements. We know this. We're working with two former U.S. Air Force major generals, two-star major generals. I did a one-hour interview with one of them, a very cat-and-mouse interview. There's only so much he can say, but he made extremely clear that there is no chance anybody would talk about this issue if they want to be around long. And this is coming from a major general. So we're asking people to consider that the whole system is invested in hiding this issue. And, Mike, we have, for example, this is the kind of data we have on our site. If you're listening to search geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate document, a nearly 800-page Senate document. We have the important excerpts highlighted so people don't have to go through the whole thing, but the whole document's there. In that document specifically states that anyone, everyone involved with these programs is to have total blanket legal immunity. Mm. Why would that be if they weren't doing immense harm? So again, this is a matter of just like the detonation of 2,000 nuclear bombs and the harm it did, but they did it anyway. Same mentality here. This is a weapon they're not about to let go of, no matter how much destruction they do. It serves many purposes. It serves many agendas. It's the mentality of the military-industrial complex, and it's a cancer that will kill us all if it's allowed to continue.
Dane, we only have another minute before we go to another break, but is this just the U.S.? Is this just NATO, or is this a worldwide thing that's happening?
Let me go back to that Senate document that specifically states all countries will participate, whether actively or passively, and even normally adversarial countries, i.e. China, Russia, U.S., will cooperate on this issue due to the cross-border ramifications. You cannot just geoengineer over your country without affecting the entire world. They are all colluding and cooperating on this issue for their own reasons. And again, part of that is to mask from populations the severity of immediacy of the threat we face, to keep those populations from panicking. And that serves each of these nations, regardless of their other adversarial conflicts.
Now, this Senate document is on your website?
Yes, sir.
Folks, please go to geoengineeringwatch.org and search this Senate document and read it. These are facts, you know. And there's many, many patents that the military has filed for this weather modification. This has been going on for 40, 50, 60 years, like Dane said. So this isn't brand new. And I know, listen, when an airplane is going through cold air, it does eliminate exhaust, which is called a contrail, and it lasts for 500,000, 2,000 feet. This stuff, you just look up there, folks, when it's not pouring down rain, and you'll see that this smoke comes out and it doesn't dissipate like a contrail, and then it spreads out. And then the sky, I wake up every morning, the sky is totally blue, and then they spray and now it's white. And we're breathing that, and we're eating that, and we're drinking that, and our children are doing it as well. And that's why we got to wake up and pay attention. Folks, we're going to be back in just a couple minutes, and Dane's going to go in a little deeper to what we're actually doing to the biosphere, and if we don't do something, what's going to happen. We'll be right back.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. We're glad to have you here. I'm sure a lot of you are out there right now are like me thinking, man, this just doesn't make any freaking sense. Why would these people, you know, be doing them this to themselves? And so during the break, I asked Dane, I said, Dane, you know, I don't want to throw this out, but I'm going to. Is it possible these people, they got their underground bunkers all set up and they're good and they're just going to destroy the biosphere and that's the end of us, and they go underground for a few years, let the earth heal itself and come back up? So, Dane, what was your response to that?
Well, this is where the mentality of the cancer needs to be considered. And a cancer doesn't consider that when it kills its host, it dies also. So in the case of those that are building underground bunkers, and they are, there's no question, the deep underground military bases and so forth, and they're stocking those bases up. We know that for a fact. We've spoken to some of the freeze-dried food companies that were supplying them. So in the case of previous events that are not nearly as severe as what's occurring now, like the Petum event, Paleocene, Eocene thermal maximum, mass extinction 55 million years ago, the changes happening now are happening as much as 170 times faster than that mass extinction. And in that mass extinction, the equilibrium period afterward was 10 to 20 million years. Can't stay underground that long, Mike. And again, the rate of change right now, statistically speaking, I'm not shooting from the hip, 170 times faster than any previous paleo event. So we are in completely uncharted territory at this point. Now, can we salvage some part of the Earth's life support systems? That remains to be seen. The longer we continue on this course, the less likely that appears to be. But if we can expose and halt climate engineering and allow the planet to try to reach another equilibrium, that is the best chance we have of salvaging something. And I would argue that's worth fighting for.
Now, let me ask you this. So they're spraying this aluminum, barium, strontium out of these planes, and it's killing the trees, it's killing the bees. What happens when it goes into the ocean?
What we have happening in the ocean right now is termed Canfield Ocean. And let me back up for a moment on the contrail lie.
Okay.
That's perhaps one of the greatest, I would argue perhaps the greatest lie ever perpetrated on populations around the globe. All commercial aircraft, all military tankers are fitted with a high bypass turbofan jet engine. That's a jet powered fan. 85 to 90% of the air that moves through that air engine is non-combusted. So by design, that engine is nearly incapable of producing any condensation trail except under the rarest and most extreme circumstances. And we have film footage, multiple clips at geoengineeringwatch.org of these aircraft taken in the air, turning the dispersion on and off. You can't turn a condensation trail on and off. Nozzle's visible. This is not condensation, period, end of story. My background in solar is what got me into this issue. Built a very large off-grid home, wind, solar, hydro, began to lose massive amounts of my solar power uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting. That started my lab testing. That started me on this 15-year battle. So bottom line is their intent, the stated purpose, to block the sun. Back to the oceans. The destroying of the ozone layer and the intense UV radiation that it is now releasing is slaughtering plankton. Plankton is the basis for our life on this planet. No plankton, no people. So even though we have other sources killing plankton, the oceans are superheating as well. And again, back to the short-term cooling climate engineering can create at the cost of a worsened long-term warming. So in destroying the ozone layer, that allows much more penetrating thermal energy onto the planet when it's not being blocked with these toxic particles. And again, the paradox, like the pharmaceutical cure, the more you do it, the more you have to do it to try to mitigate the damage you did in the first place. Is that not the definition of insanity?
Right.
So the oceans are heating right now. That's causing them to lose oxygen. They're becoming hypoxic and anoxic. And again, I'm not negating all the other sources of pollution. I'm not negating any of that. I'm saying that this is still singly the biggest factor. Because plankton have to feed in the upper layers of the water column, they are extremely vulnerable to the UV radiation. It's slaughtering plankton. Global plankton populations down 60%+ right now. So the oceans are converting to what's termed Canfield Ocean. That's a lifeless, superheated, stratified, oxygen-depleted scenario. And that's exactly the path we are on. We're seeing aquatic life completely implode all over the globe. We're on the fast track to a planet that will not sustain life. And mathematically speaking, and I challenge your listeners to look up everything I'm stating. Please don't believe anything I'm stating. Everything I'm stating is online. Science study. The planet's heating right now at the thermal energy equivalent of 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second. The thermal energy contained in 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second. That's statistically documented. And again, this is not about Al Gore or carbon credits or all the hypocritical environmental groups. Their hypocrisy is unimaginable. They won't address this issue. And I have no words for these groups, Sierra Club, Greenpeace, and the rest. But the fact that the planet is warming radically is inarguable, and most of that heat is going into the ocean. We're seeing temperatures 25 degrees above normal in some regions. And again, this is the single most important environmental issue of all, bar none. And none of those environmental groups will address it because they're afraid of losing their 501c3 nonprofits. And we know this because our legal team has communicated with their attorneys. Same with many of the spiritual institutions. Unfortunately, they're afraid of losing their 501c3, so they won't address the most critical issue of all. That's a sad state.
That's really sad. So tell me how this affects the methane and the methane gas and the real smoking gun there.
Bermuda Triangle. Most of your listeners have heard about that scenario, ship sinking intact, so on and so forth. That's methane release. We know that now. So methane fields, formerly frozen methane fields on the seafloor, they release in their entirety when they begin to thaw. That aerates the water like a bottle of champagne. Water has... It's not capable of supporting the vessel. It has no buoyancy. It sinks intact. So we've had these methane fields releasing for decades. Now it's happening on an exponential scale, especially in the polar regions, especially in the Arctic. Methane is lighter than air, migrates to the upper portions of the atmosphere, starts to cover the planet like a layer of glass. The scientific community states methane is 20 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. That is deception as well, because that's a time frame of 100 years. Methane is 20 times more potent than CO2 over a 100-year time horizon. Over a 10-year time horizon, methane is 100 times more potent than CO2. It's literally the potential final nail in our collective coffin. If this methane releases into the atmosphere, we are done, and we are on track for what's titled Venus Syndrome. And the paradox is this. In the attempts to hide this methane release from the population, with climate engineering and the engineered events that I'm speaking of, because Mike, you know, when you see a headline like snow over the pyramids, never happened before, snow over United Arab Emirates, we just had snow in Hawaii, right? You probably saw that. That really confuses and divides the population as to the severity of what's unfolding. Those events are absolutely chemically nucleated. We can see it on satellite imagery. So in trying to mask this methane situation from the population, and they're especially geoengineering over the polar regions, they're literally worsening the overall situation. So in regard to how bad the methane is, I would encourage your listeners to search Siberian methane craters. They will be shocked at what they see. It looks like in parts of Siberia, like there was a massive nuclear exchange with unbelievably big craters everywhere. And that's methane thawing and exploding into the atmosphere. If this process continues, we are on path for what's termed Venus syndrome. And that is not a metaphor.
Wow. That's unbelievable. You know, the more you talk, the more, I mean, because it is a bit confusing, right? Because you're saying that the planet's warming because of these chemtrails or geoengineering, and we know they can manipulate the weather. So we know that's one reason. They're destroying the biosphere in the process. But it does appear that the planet's getting colder, you know? So that's, there is some confusion like that. So they started with global warming, then they went to climate change. Is this all so that they can put this carbon tax on people and gain more money from us?
Well, first of all, when it comes to carbon taxes or anything like that, that's just disaster capitalism. And, you know, again, Al Gore claiming to be fighting against global warming while owning stocks in the same companies he claims to be fighting. I mean, immense hypocrisy there. This being said, let's look at statistically. Actually, the planet is not only not getting cooler, it's getting warmer at an astounding rate, an incalculable rate. And what we see, because we monitor temperatures ourselves, what we see is a radical underreporting of the official high temperatures, not an overreporting, but an underreporting. So back to the most anomalously less warm place in the entire world, the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48, where most Americans live, in the eastern half. That keeps that population confused and divided as to the true state of the climate. That's the purpose, one of the primary purposes of engineering these cool downs. That's why you see these weather whiplash scenarios where it goes from record high to record cold in a day. It's the chemical ice nucleation engineered weather process. So statistically, we've just passed the 409th consecutive month of above normal temperatures on our planet. We have a escalation of temperatures, again, that's not been seen in the history of our planet, a rate that's not been seen. 170 times faster than any previous paleo event. But I want to stress to your listeners, again, it's not just climate engineering. We're not saying that. We've cut down our forests. We paved our planet. We've poisoned our oceans. We've not been good stewards. That being said, climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor. And back to the methane, Mike, by altering upper level wind currents, they have altered ocean currents. Now we have warm water pumping into the Arctic where it should not be. That's further thawing the methane and releasing it in the atmosphere. So you have a lot of dividing issues where we have a science community claiming all the methane is because of livestock or something. And people, that certainly polarizes people. It makes them not want to look at data like the bigger issue, the methane, frozen methane deposits that are releasing. So we have so much disinformation. People have difficulty sorting through it. Bottom line, at geoengineeringwatch.org on the homepage top toolbar, you can search whole categories. Engineering wildfires, engineering droughts, engineering winter. And you can see data. All our articles have hyperlinks that lead to sources for that data. Very complete. So what we're asking people to do is to abandon preconception, abandon ideology, and look at the data. And this is, we are a non-political site. I mean, I absolutely can't stress that enough. We're simply trying to say we're all going to sink or swim together, and the boat at this moment is sinking rapidly.
Excuse me. So, wow, that's amazing. And before, we're going to go to break real quick, our last break, and then we'll bring Dane back, and he's going to share with us what each and every one of us can do to help him to fight this serious problem before it's too late. It's literally too late for not only us, but our kids, our grandkids, and so on. So we're going to come back in just a minute, and when we do, Dane's going to share with us what we can do. And I want you to know something. This man is working 7 days a week, 80 hours a week for you and your family. And I hope you can find a way to support him with either a donation, but more importantly, get this message out. All you got to do is look up. It's right there in front of our eyes. That's what drives me crazy. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety. You've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're fortunate to have with us special guest Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org. And Dane, let me ask you a question. First of all, thank you for being here and all the work you're doing. And folks, we don't like to bring you all this negative information, but this is just facts. And if we don't all get together and do something, then we're not going to have this human existence much longer if we don't stop this toxicity. Dane, what can the listeners do to educate themselves even more and then to share this information with others and help you to put a stop to this spraying?
First, to reiterate what you just stated, why should climate engineering, aka geoengineering, solar radiation management, which amounts to weather and biological warfare, why should that be our priority issue? Because it's contaminating every breath we take, every corner of the biosphere, and it has derailed Earth's life support systems. That's a recipe for us not being here much longer. Bottom line, what we can do, we must reach a critical mass of awareness. That is the only way forward to stop these programs from the inside out by our military brothers and sisters understanding that they are not doing something for the greater good as they are being told. And that's exactly what they're being told. Just like the pilots in Vietnam, Mike, who sprayed Agent Orange and were told, don't worry, it won't hurt your fellow soldiers on the ground. How far was that from the truth? Hmm. Example after example after example. So we need to reach a critical mass of awareness so military, families, military members understand they are killing their own. They're killing us all, eliminating any chance for our collective future, period, end of story. Back to the critical mass of awareness. Sharing credible data is key. Standing out in the street, pointing at the sky and ranting does not wake people up. It tends to shut them down. So at geoengineeringwatch.org, again, non-political site. There's no advertising on our site. We have awareness raising materials. And I think I've sent you those before, Mike. You have those. So having something to pass on to someone is such an effective key to the door. Credible data, images, NASA satellite images, inarguable images that make clear this is absolutely going on. The links for that data, like our 20-page fact and photo summary booklet that's on the homepage of Geoengineering Watch, you can share the links for those from your home computer for free. You can download those links and print your own for free. We make that available. Again, the only goal for our site is to bring this issue to light. The only goal for my life's mission is to do that. If you want materials, we make them available for our approximate cost of printing and volume, packaging and shipping. So we make those available at the lowest possible amount as well, so people can have the physical materials to pass on. But in such methods, by sharing credible data and not going into too long of a verbal dissertation, because people tend to hit on issues they're not familiar with and they lose ground, and such a verbal exchange tends to shut people off. So share credible data. That's the best way to wake others up. If we can bring this issue to light, we have a chance of stopping it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hear from a lot of you a lot of the times and say, you know, oh, Mike, you're lucky. You found your passion. You found your mission. Well, and a lot of people are looking for what their passion can be, what their mission. What a beautiful mission purpose to say, yeah, I was born into Earth. I became a human being. And then I saw this problem and I made it my mission, my purpose, like Dana's done, to put a stop to it. All we have to do is expose it to enough people and it will stop. And it's one of the easiest things to expose, because all we have to do is look up in the sky almost every day and we see it. And I was telling Dane at the break, you know, I had some blood tests done and I was like 300% above normal just in barium and one other chemical. I don't recall what it is now. So I promise you, do that. Prove it for yourself. And Dane, is there anything at geoengineeringwatch.org that the listener can go to see how they can protect their physical body, ways to detox or get these chemicals? Anything you have for them there?
Yes, under our health section, if they search geoengineeringwatch.org, staying healthy in a world that isn't. It's an article on my personal protocol, how to stay healthy. And I want to mention this before I forget. Censorship. Because we had over 32 million visitors to geoengineeringwatch.org, we were the top of the first page for a Google search on the geoengineering term. Approximately 3 months ago, Google completely deleted our site from the search of that term. We are being censored massively. So other search engines are better. Bing or DuckDuckGo, those are better to find our articles, because Google and YouTube are doing everything they can to suppress our data for obvious reasons. And their effort to hide this issue again will only increase. But if we want to care, and as you stated, if I can back up what you just said, Mike, and more or less you're saying we owe something to the whole, and yes, we do, and that's why back to this particular mission. If this is the single greatest assault ever launched on the entire web of life by the human race, should we not do everything we can to stand against that? And in doing habitat restoration, which I've done a tremendous amount of, and a lot of it alone, working the forest, heavy equipment, trying to restore what loggers had destroyed, I've had a lot of things happen that should have taken me out of the game. And you realize at a certain point you owe everything to that whole, that you're here for a reason, that we have an obligation to the whole. Do we not? Whatever our spiritual perspectives or philosophies, how can we argue that we owe ourselves to the whole that gave us this chance? And how can we not try to stand against this kind of insanity, an attempt to literally play God with Earth's life support systems and poisoning everything in the process? How can we not choose to stand against that? This is the epic battle that we must win, or everything is lost.
Amen, brother. And I want to thank you again for coming on the show and taking your time out of your busy day. I know how hard you work at this. And I encourage our listeners to go to geoengineeringwatch.org, educate yourself, educate your family and your loved ones. And if you can get involved and start handing out literature and more information, or call your congressperson. And if nothing else, donate to Dane's organization. I believe it's tax deductible, and support his work. He's not doing this for money, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me. This is costing him money. It's costing him quality of life. But he has a big heart And he's on a mission to help each and every one of us beat this and live another day, and especially for our children and our grandchildren. So Dane, I hope you'll come on periodically and update us with what's going on out there.
Absolutely. And those changes are going to be coming fast and furious. I want to stress that the equation we face is non-linear, just like the human body, Mike. When it can't take any more, a breakdown happens very quickly. Same is happening with our biosphere right now. So I encourage people to keep their eye to the horizon, because the changes are going to come quickly.
And I know you guys, just like I do, you love nature, you love Mother Earth, you're grateful for this human experience. And if we don't wake up and do something, it's not going to be around much longer. So Dane, until next time, keep up the good work. God bless you and all your efforts, and we'll be following your work. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the first hour. We got an amazing second hour coming up for you. We have a little two special guests in the very beginning, and then we're going to go to the, Josh Mason of the Detox Dudes, and he's going to tell us how to get these chemicals out of our body. So we'll see you right after the top of the hour. Thank you.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy, unfiltered, unfettered, unflinching, unafraid, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next unfiltered show next Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.